This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs police investigators determined the driver accused in a deadly hit-and-run crash was driving a red Jeep Cherokee SUV. They're now trying to determine the driver's identity. The crash happened early yesterday morning at around 1:30 a.m. on Platt and Academy. The person killed was riding a scooter east on Platt, and according to Colorado Springs police, the driver of that red Jeep fled the scene. Detectives were able to zero in on it based on surveillance video from surrounding businesses. Friday night, friends and community members gathered to honor Samuel Knopp with a memorial concert. Knopp is the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs student murdered in his dorm room in February. At the concert, a band performed in his honor and one of Sam's guitars was auctioned off. The proceeds gathered from the event will go toward Knopp's family. They and the community are still working toward healing after Knopp was shot and killed alongside Celie Montgomery. Today, the Pueblo Zoo is hosting its 7th annual Brew at the Zoo. The event features live music, gourmet street food, and craft beverages, as well as the zoo's many animals. Students and staff in District 49 hit the hardwood this week to compete against some of the top talent in the country. The Harlem Wizards were at Vista Ridge High School for a fundraising event. The Wizards, similar to the Globetrotters, are a high-flying, sharp-shooting squad that travels across the country helping schools and nonprofits generate money for projects. Between the ticket sales and the merchandise, a lot was brought in. But the staff tells us this was more about school spirit and developing important relationships with parents. Police responded to an encampment of pro-Palestinian demonstrators at the Auraria campus in Denver. According to our Denver News partners, the campus sent out an alert at about 12:30 p.m. yesterday, advising people to avoid the area, quote, due to civil unrest. Dozens of officers were in the area, and some people detained were put on a sheriff's office bus. The demonstration comes in the wake of several high-profile protests across the country regarding the war between Israel and Hamas. City officials in Pueblo are holding a warrant clearance event today. This is for people with active warrants issued by Pueblo County, and participants will not be arrested. There's still no verdict for the former Clear Creek County deputy charged in the death of Christian Glass. According to our Denver News partners, former deputy Andrew Buen was found guilty of reckless endangerment. Now, that was one charge, but over 24 hours later, the jury still hasn't reached a verdict on second-degree murder, which is the most serious charge in this case. The former deputy is expected back in court on Monday for sentencing. The Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region is overwhelmed with cats after city officials shut down a motel in Pueblo. The facility took in close to 40 cats that were found living in one of the rooms at the rundown motel this week. Workers there say most of them are in need of medical care like parasite and dental treatments and spay and neuter surgeries. HSPPR is asking for emergency donations to help care for the animals. A recent study shows Colorado is a hotspot for vehicle thefts. According to the FBI, there are about 852 reported thefts for every 100,000 vehicles.
Heavy snowfall ramping up in our mountain towns through the morning hours and into the afternoon as well. We finally start to taper off as we get into the evening tonight. You can expect wet weather with heightened chances for severe weather like hail or grapple along and east of I-25 starting in the afternoon. Temperatures don't warm up much from the morning hours with afternoon highs lingering in the 40s and 50s as this stronger cold front settles in. That's weather on KRDO News Radio. I'm Julia Donovan. Have a great day and be safe out there.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.